Fix me, Lord, on the mount of your unchanging love. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Please sit. So from time to time, I come across hymns in our worship, and I think, that's one I want for my funeral service. I don't want anybody to say I can't wait. That's one I want for my funeral service. But there are going to be so many hymns, people will need to bring lunch just to get through the day. But that hymn, which I heard for the first time in a County Fathers retreat centre, that hymn speaks to what we want at our best, to have a sure and confident hope that God loves us and that in his presence we can always find comfort. And I want to speak today to any of us who from time to time lack confidence. In the movie European Vacation, the hapless cyclist played by Eric Idle is hit several times by Clark Griswold, played by Chevy Chase, who is trying to become accustomed to British roundabouts and driving on the wrong side. You may remember that as the hapless cyclist is hit again and again and again, his response is always to get up and to apologize for being in the way of the car. And he uses that wonderful line, "It's only a flesh wound." Now, the humour here is largely fueled by the image of the British as being constantly self-deprecatory, persistently over-apologetic, generally, and just generally lacking confidence. Now, whether this is actually true or not, or really just propounded by us Brits in order to secure some sympathy, I leave you to decide. But lack of confidence is a phenomenon that can be crippling and paralyzing and destructive in our spiritual lives and just in our lives generally. It was said of the poet Thomas Gray by Arnold Bennett that, quote, "he never spoke out." And here, Bennett says, lies the secret of Gray's limitation. So modest in public that the thoughts that arose in him never got full utterance. The possibilities of his genius were never fulfilled. He never spoke out. A sad silence born of a withering lack of confidence. Now, maybe generally we are suspect of the overconfident, and we tend to be somewhat attracted by the reticent, and yet it is confidence that marks our heroine Hannah today, and it is confidence that is urged upon us by the writer to the Hebrews. Now, Anne-Marie and I were talking about the book to the Hebrews just before the service. It is a complicated, demanding, tortuous, detailed letter. But four times in that book, the writer urges the readers to be confident. And I'm going to give you those four references because I believe them to be so important. Verse chapter 3, verse 6, "We are God's house if we hold firm the confidence that belongs to life." Chapter 4, 16, "Let us approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Chapter 10, 19, we heard it today. "Therefore, my friends, we have confidence to enter the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus." And 10:35, "Do not abandon that confidence of yours." It is so important to the missionary writer of the Hebrews. So important. He stresses it four times. It is your right and mine as Christians to have a confidence before God and in this God's world. Week by week, you hear the celebrant introduce the Lord's Prayer with these words or similar, as our Savior Christ has taught us, so we are bold to say. So we have confidence to say to the one who is the creator of all, our Father in heaven. I believe that it is deep in the heart of God that each of his creatures, you and me, should experience a confidence to enter his presence, not as a fearful child entering the study of some Victorian paterfamilias, but rather as a lover entering into the presence of the beloved. And just as God would have us enter his presence here today, so he would have us enter each day of our lives with boldness and confidence. And yet the spiritual life is replete, is rife with examples of those whose lack of confidence create a craven rather than an upright spirit, a downcast rather than an expectant countenance, a heavy rather than a happy heart. And why is this? We lack confidence because we carry the burden of our sins rather than the joy of the Savior's forgiveness. The past is done, and the Lord looks with us on our past with forgiveness. And confidence towards God lies not in the silly belief that we have done nothing wrong, but rather in the firm belief. And here I quote a Frenchman, Pascal, that as for God, it is his nature to forgive. And so we read today, I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more. We are cleansed from an evil conscience. And then we lack confidence because we often dwell on the burden of our limitations rather than the lightness of God's creative power. The poor and wretched Hannah in our story was weighed down by her experience of being barren, of not being able to create and produce. And it was made all the worse and all the more wretched by the progeny, the prolific progeny of her companion Penina. But the more Hannah reflected on God's creative power to give life, to restore, to make new, so she gained confidence. And rather like that song of Mary, so we hear the song of Hannah as she pours out her confidence to God. And thirdly, we lack confidence because we listen too much to the discouragement and the negativity of others. We live in such a world, and we need to be surrounded by that which will be creative and positive. Despite the venerable nature of his age, despite the apparent wisdom of his experience, the priest Eli slays Hannah with a word. And rather like the apostles in Acts chapter 2, dismisses her as a drunk. Maybe that's the way institutional religion deals with enthusiasm. It happens in Acts chapter 2. The apostles are filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. And how are they dismissed? They've been drinking. But thank God, Hannah has the confidence to speak out. And she says to Eli, no, that is not so. She has that confidence. And you notice at the end, she is the one that names the child, not Elkanah. She has that confidence to speak out. Friends in Christ, you and I are urged, encouraged, provoked by the Spirit of God to approach God with confidence and boldness, speaking from the depths of our hearts, our hopes and our fears, our concerns and our dreams. Let the Spirit that moved in Hannah move in each of us today. May we speak out to the Lord with confidence. Let it be.